coming soon to a tavern near you. It's the Blue Water Comedy Tour.
If your first instinct after slaying a bunch of cultists is to strip them naked and perform a thorough search just to see if they have any shiny things stuffed in a personal crevice somewhere, you might be an adventurer.
Guy Gaxworthy is back, and he's better than ever. 2 months, 30 cities, 3d20 plus 10 laughs.
If you're getting ready for bed, and a raven flies through your window, and instead of calling wildlife control, you check its leg for a message, you might be an adventurer. Can you see a mysterious hooded figure in the middle of the road, in the middle of the night, and you do anything except avoid eye contact at all costs, you might be an adventurer.
Watch out, heroes. Gaxworthy will have you rolling in the aisles, but not rolling dice, rolling with laughter.
If you see someone dying in the street and have a magical ability to heal people, and you think, but, oh, my spell slot. If it takes you several hours to walk 25 feet down a street in a village, if you run at a gelatinous cube with a spiked mace instead of a spoon and a container of Cool Whip, then you might be an adventurer.
The opening act features the up-and-coming comedian, Jerry Level Neinfeld.
What's the deal with bugbears? They aren't bugs, and they aren't bears. Could call them cat geckos or opossum lemurs, and that makes just as much sense.
The Blue Water Comedy Tour. First stop, the Blood of the Vine Wine and Comedy Cellar. Cover charge just 5 silver pieces with a 2-drink minimum. 10-drink minimum for dwarves.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay.
I won't look at the computer screen as much as I can.
What, you don't, it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. You know?
But what are all the, if all the secrets
Katie's
are there.
Katie's cheating. I want to see it too.
I love that that is just to rein us in. Podcast.
It's me compensating for the fact that I don't know how to tell people to do anything.
That's true.
So rather than coming up with the words, I could just click a button and then it serves the same purpose.
Hey, you need one of those for meetings.
I'll send you the MP3.
Yeah.
Get one of those Staples That's So Easy buttons, but then yeah. Put that in it.
You think he knows what an MP3 is? He doesn't even know how to work the lamp.
Darn whippersnappers.
So where were we?
Oh, we were all mad.
We had gotten beat up.
Yep.
And then we went to the town.
Mm-hmm. You destroyed an old historic landmark. The only thing left standing is the little plaque that was on the side indicating that this was thousands of years old and of great significance historically.
Are we talking about the windmill or what?
Yeah,
what
we... the windmill.
Gorin. You're talking about Gorin.
Historical landmark.
It's like we break so many things. I didn't catch one of those in the landmark.
No, but you finally made it to Valaki, and you met a certain person who is kind of down on his luck by the name of Galdar, still yet to be renamed, unfortunately. Sorry, Abby.
Rafina's gonna just call him something else. Just you wait.
This chair's gonna squeak all night.
Oh no, squeaky chair. Squeaky. The fart noise chair that I had to edit all the farts out before.
It's a chair scoot.
I just gotta get them all out.
18 hours later.
And you decided, I think, kind of. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what everybody decided what Galdar's retainer was going to be. But basically, you thought he could be useful, at least for now, to get your bearings in this new town. And as we had last left, you were being led to apparently the only real place to stay, officially, at least, in town, the Blue Water Inn. The church, you heard people sometimes seek shelter there at night, but in terms of an actual place to rent a bed, it sounds like this Blue Water Inn is pretty much it. So Galdar took off at a pretty brisk pace down the road through the street and encouraged you to follow along quickly. And if you don't do anything, he'll be gone forever. So go.
And I'm just like, slow your ass down!
Wait a second there, Jiminy!
We just beat up three old ladies. You gotta calm down, Jiminy. That's what she called you. That's your name now.
That's right, Jiminy.
He stops, looks back, sees that you guys are quite a ways behind, and he waits patiently, so kind of tapping his foot. Just, come on, come on. What's the holdup? Let's go.
Like I said, we beat up some old ladies. We've gotta calm down a little bit. Not really. They were really bad guys. They were actually bad guys. So, I mean, bad ladies. Whatever, guys. We're tired.
They were pretty terrible.
Yeah, they were terrible. We're very tired.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, the Blue Water Inn's where you want to go. So,
is there any reason why you're in such a hurry there, Jiminy?
I'm just trying to get you where you want to go. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
But, I can go like this if you want. And turns and starts miming, walking with a walker like an old lady.
That's a little offensive there, Jiminy.
To who? You guys or the guys you beat up?
Oh. Ouch.
Arr.
Ah, pirate!
All right, let's get there. Let's get there so we can have some vittles.
All right.
Do we pass anything interesting?
Nope, nothing.
Okay,
cool. We make it to the end.
Cool. Good.
Eric knows better.
Oh, this town is so bland.
You head down the road. It's a good ways down into the town, so it takes you, you know, a few minutes walk to end up there. We finally get outside, and it's a larger two-story wooden building. It's got a stone foundation, a sagging tile roof. There are several ravens perched on top. Everybody has a flashback to your 3 years you spent in the woods. And there's a painted wooden sign hanging above the main door, and it depicts a blue waterfall. All right, here you go. Should I wait out here, or should I go do something for you? What do you want me to do?
I will buy you an ale, Jiminy. Come on in with us. Maybe it'll slow you down a little bit.
I don't think I'm welcome there.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
Well, what if I gave you a mask?
Okay. What kind of mask are you thinking, lady?
I was thinking of just putting a bag over your head.
And how will he drink the ale, then? It has a hole in it. All right.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I have my sewing scissors. I can make a little hole.
Well, what do you mean you're not welcome there? What's the problem?
I just have a suspicion that I might not bring the most welcome of welcomes to you guys if I come on in with you.
You want to be paid, right?
What? Yeah, that's what.
Yep. I want to know why you're not welcome there.
There's a couple reasons.
I want to know all the reasons, but especially the worst one.
The final reason.
The final, was there a succession of reasons, or was it just...
It all kind of built up, but pretty much...
Lank walks into the inn.
Greg succeeded, he beat the game! How did he do it?
I don't have anything else planned! Damn it!
It's been been great, guys. I'll catch up with you next time.
You open the door, it's nothing. There's nothing inside. It's nothingness. You fall into an abyss and float away. Shit! Well, seemed like most of the times I had frequented the tap room there, things didn't end peacefully for most of the people involved.
Did you start fights?
Yeah.
You're a rabble-rouser.
Nah, just people sometimes don't like the... You said you appreciated my honesty, right?
Yes.
Not everybody does.
All right. Well, if we pay you to be quiet...
No, there were enough of these that it was a trend.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's leave him outside. We will confer inside and we will come back out and talk to you. Who's with me?
Nick says, I don't think he needs to come inside.
Will's gonna say, I guess I need to find another Galdar.
No, I got you here. I will sit right here and wait for you.
I personally.
Bethwack walks inside.
I mean, I can come in, but you might have to vouch for me, at the least.
I would really enjoy a peaceful 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes without anything, exploding.
I'm not going to explode nothing.
You should have gone inside with Lank. He's almost 2 minutes into his piece.
Come on, Mr. Will. May I call you Mr. Will?
I feel like you have called me that already. So the time has passed for me to say it's not okay, I guess.
What is the creature now? Is he a snake or something? What is Bartholomew?
He's a raven, and I think he's on
my shoulder. Oh, he's one of the ravens.
Oh, well, he's on my shoulder right
he's
now.
He's on your shoulder.
Yeah, he's just on my shoulder.
Can you get a read from him?
A read?
Well, can you ask him if he
She's asking
that...
you what I think,
oh,
Bernard
what,
says.
What you think of the guy?
Oh, I call him Bartholomew. Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just confused.
She's renaming everyone. Jiminy, Bartholomew, Wilfred.
Okay, Samuel, here we go.
All right. If everyone's insisting, Will is very disappointed, and he looks at Galdar, and he's like, all right, I'm going to find another Galdar.
Mm-mm. Yep. No. What?
And he walks in, I guess. You're not useful to me if you're like someone who can't even enter.
And he turns to Rafine. He's like, well, I'm gonna wait right here. You can tell him.
Yes, you do that. That Mr. Will, he has a little bit of a temper. Don't you worry.
Okay. Whatever you guys need, you want to pop out, ask me to go get something, do something, I'm here. I'm waiting right here.
Okay, you stay there. I need to eat something. Goodbye. And Rafina goes skipping into the inn.
All right. And Nick and Irina have gone in as well. All right. So you enter the Blue Water Inn. It's basically, you know, like a tavern, a tap room. It's packed with tables and chairs. There's a bar that stretches along one wall underneath a balcony that can be reached by a wooden staircase here on the north wall. And then there's another balcony overhanging the entrance to the east. There's lanterns hanging above the bar and resting on the tables. It's kind of like a dull orange light. And the walls, most of the walls, are adorned with wolf heads that are mounted on wooden plaques. There's a few patrons here. It's close to sort of dinner time. So there's some people dining here. So it's not, you know, packed to the brim, but, you know, you can tell it's maybe a little bit busier. There's a man behind the bar serving people if they come up, whether it's drink or food. One person that stands out, sort of sitting alone in one of the corners, is looks like a half-elf, colorfully dressed, in stark contrast to a lot of the other people who have been more drab, darker colors, things like that. And he actually seems to be telling a rather animated story to a few people.
Well, I'm going to order. May I please have a kale and quinoa smoothie? with some of those little tapioca pellets. Thank you.
Oh. Well, so much for that piece you were looking for.
The bartender slams his cup down. Them's fighting words!
Well,
Mr. Bethwack, you've been very quiet. What are you ruminating on?
Trying to decide what kind of salad to order.
Something with grubs in it. Isn't that what turtles eat?
I don't know. When you guys walk in, the bartender, he was filling a cup. He sets it down for a patron. And he looks over. He says, oh, welcome! Welcome to the inn! What? How can I do you for?
You're so, like, natural at talking. So am I. Don't look at me. So,
Will and the bartender share a moment. We're both so good at talking. I'd like to stay here with you.
Oh, man.
He says, I've never seen you before. Strangers to town? What, you looking for beds or a hot meal? Something to drink? What's your fancy?
That all kind of sounds good.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Good. Well, the beds here offer a fair price. Bed for a night, that's 5 silver pieces. That comes with meals at the regular, hot beet soup, and fresh bread, all included.
Beet soup better be included, because that's beets, and that tastes like dirt, just to let you know. Just
Oh, I think you'll find it to be quite a delectable stew there. My wife whips it up fresh each day, and I think you'll find it to be one of the best meals you can get here in Valaki. Though, I will say, if you want to pony up some extra coin, I can see if I can rustle up a wolf steak for you.
Wolf steak?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is the bartender really salivating?
He is just drooling profusely. It's just pooling on the bar.
Disgusting. Wolf steak. No other forms of steak in this place.
Forms?
Something a little more, normal.
Are the people who hunt the wolves the same people who hunt the beets?
Well, the beets are grown here in town and immediately outside the walls. But the wolves, that you're right. That is a bit of a different occupation there. So no, they are sourced differently. Though both local, we believe in sustainability here at the Blue Water Inn. Though I don't know if it counts as much if it's out of necessity.
What does wolf taste like?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a little stringy, but the flavor behind it, it's like a venison. It's wonderful.
Sounds great. I'll take it. Now hold the wolf. Hold the wolf. Of the beets.
Oh, okay.
Sounds great. Hold the everything you just said.
Also,
that was very polite, Bathwack. Sounds amazing. I don't want any of it. I will take some water.
I'll have one combo without the bed or the beef or, whatever else you just said. I'll have the soup.
Rafina sits down and says, may I please have a bowl of salted radishes?
I'm not sure what those are, but if you mean hot beet soup, you got it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds like it's always beet soup.
Say, what does the Baron think about your beets?
Oh, the Baron? I don't know that I've ever served him on my hot beet soup. He's not really frequented my establishment. He's, much too busy and important to be seen dining here, I think.
I really want us to talk without the bartender. Can we make him go away?
Well,
he's behind the bar. You keep addressing him.
Rafina takes.
You shout across the room, stop listening! Stop answering us!
Rafina is going to take a bowl and throw it across to make it crash and break so that he's distracted.
Suddenly, bowls are flying everywhere. Galadar's peering in the window. Yay! Though if you look, he is peering in the window.
Oh, really? Should we ask him?
Oh, great.
Should we ask the bartender about Galadar? I mean, Jiminy? The little squirt?
Let's get the food before we mention that we know him. I prefer, good beet soup. I'm going to have beet soup.
All right, so yeah, he'll go and let the kitchen know what you guys want, unless anybody does want the upgrade to the steak.
I think at this point, Lang's too tired to care.
Rafina's a little grossed out by the steak.
Will is super grossed out by the steak.
You haven't even seen it.
It doesn't matter. It is a wolf steak. Who eats that?
How would it improve on seeing? Will it be, like, cute and fuzzy?
Oh, no. You get to kill the wolf puppy it's made out of.
Exquisitely plated. Yeah.
Yep. You should see the garnish. Aww.
Garnish is probably radishes. Guy doesn't even have any idea.
In this part of the world, garnish may be children.
Oh, my God.
And a fresh dream pastry on the side.
No.
Oh. All right. He comes back out with a tray full of bowls of hot beet soup. Takes no time at all, and since seems to be... You don't see a menu anywhere, so you think there's pretty limited selection. So, pretty much ready to go. Comes with some fresh bread. It's hot, so it seems to be recently baked. And he doles it out. He says, well, there you go. Here's a pitcher of water, though we've got some fine wine. If anybody wants any of what we have to offer here, we've got the purple grape mash number 3 for 3 copper a pint. Or we've got a pint of the... He kisses his fingers. He says, the Red Dragon Crush wine, and that would be 1 silver piece.
Hmm.
Can I interest anybody in some potent potables?
There's something about wine. Something about wine! Something about wine, guys. On the card.
Oh, the card. Yeah, Madame Eva.
What?
Wizard of wine. Just, you know.
Listen, Mr. Bartender, we'll let you know in a minute.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Don't let us keep you.
All right. That's fine. Well, I just must say, before I go, it is, they are very fine vintages. They're actually, my family is responsible for, what's it called when you make wine? Not brewing.
Vintnering.
Vintnering?
curing. No, that's for pigs.
Wining.
My family are the best winers ever.
Wait, am I part of your family? Are we long lost relatives?
Vintners. No, wait, what the hell is it called?
What's the act of making wine? What?
A person who studies wine is like an oenologist, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't apply.
Abby's so smart. She's knowing all these names, words. All right, here we go. It's called Google.
Google.
If you actually care, I guess it should be. Let's see.
Galdar, look this up for us.
Galdar.
Okay, I'll look it up. All right. I'll go ask someone. I'll be right back. Bye. I know this guy named Gurgle. He knows a lot of stuff.
Or a vintner.
But what is the act of making wine? Just wine making?
Wine making.
I think it is just wine making.
So that's stupid. Vinification.
Oenologisting. Oining.
Wow, what the heck? She knows all of these...
You don't know that word?
I don't know anything, you guys!
Aw, but Katie...
I'm great at whining, Will!
I know. I can tell right now.
I come from a family of winemakers. Drop this in, Katie. I come from a family of winemakers.
I'm skeptical. You didn't know the word.
But then you got all pissed off if there wasn't a cooler word, so I'm no longer skeptical.
I just, every day someone asks me about my wine, I pretend like I don't know what the right word is in hopes that someone will have a cooler name for it. And you have failed me, just like everyone has that's come before you. Anyway.
Eat your beets and leave me alone.
I'll be over here, waiting for someone to request this wine that I'm so proud of. Bye.
I'm going to wait for him to walk away, and then I'm going to flag him down and get some wine.
Hey! Yes!
Are you going to flagging him down?
Oh!
Oh, you would, which vintage would you like?
Oh, the best.
Oh, that would be the Red Dragon Crush. I'll be right back.
Make that too, says Lang.
Oh, anybody else? It looks like wine is on the menu for you guys. What would you like? He looks at Will and Rafina and Nick and what's her face?
Well, the purple grape one sounded stupid. What was it called again?
The purple grape mash. It's a fine purple grape mash number 3. It's a fine vintage.
Though
it's not made out of wolves, is it?
No. It's made out of grapes. It also has a little wolf piss in it.
Purple grape mash.
I'm going to come back next year when you guys have purple grape mash number 4.
Purple grape mash number 3. Oh,
we both like that song too much. So stupid. Purple grape mash number 5.
I'm just gonna have a sip of Link's. Do you mind, Link?
No. A pint's pretty big for me.
Me too.
You wanted a bath, so.
I think I once had an above ground pool about that size. So yeah, we'll split it.
Nick says, "No, water's fine with for me." And the guy narrows his eyes for like a millisecond at him, and he turns to Will and he says, "Well, and you?
Did you just narrow your eyes at my friend for asking for water? I'll take the water."
He narrows his eyes for a year at you,
and he narrows his eyes right back. Water sounds a lot better.
I'm sorry. I'm just proud of my family's work. That's all. I'm sure that, you know, once you hear your friends describe the experience they're having, that you'll want to join in.
It sounds a little not like something I want to participate in, but...
And he goes and he fetches wine for all of those that are cultured enough to decide that they would like some. And then he goes away.
Good!
And then someone else flags him down. All right. Says Nick. Well, we've made it. We're here in Valaki. Irina, what are we going to do with you? And she just kind of shrugs and says, I don't know. I don't know how long I'd be able to stay here. I feel like the church might be somewhere I should check to see if maybe someone with more hospitality. Or maybe the Baron. I don't know. I'm not getting a great feeling about him after what Galdar let us know, but...
So you don't have any connection, like, as the daughter of the mayor in the next town, or the burgomaster in the next town, you don't have any connections or anything to anybody in this town.
I might curry some favor, but there
curry some favor with who? What, that would be part of the...
With maybe, like, that's what I'm saying, maybe with the burgomaster here, the Baron?
Yeah, but you said he sucks. We all heard this.
Well, yes, I'm skeptical.
Will says this very
point.
Loud and then wonders if he shouldn't have said it that loud. I think we heard that we're not supposed to say that, but yeah, apparently he sucks, so you don't want to go there.
Right. So, I mean, I suspect, I mean, if the priest of the church is a good one, maybe I could even offer to help with the church or something. I don't know. At the very least, I feel like that might be a better starting point for me than spending what I have here with no idea of what I'm going to do. Though maybe Galdar would have some better idea for us, I'm not sure.
I'd like to find out who the relevant gods are at this church.
I'm assuming it's the Morning Lord, says Irina, though I would be concerned if it were the Mother Night. That would be a bit of a different type of church.
And out of character question, I think in the past I had asked this. The Morning Lord is not a deity in, like, our own world? Is that something that's from this particular world that we wouldn't have heard of before?
Right, you've not heard of the Morning Lord as a deity. I mean, there's lots of them, so it maybe is one you've not heard of, but you've not heard of it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Morning Lord's, like, the guy or the girl. Is it a woman? Who I mean, does it have a gender, the Morning Lord?
Usually it's the Morning Lord is depicted as male.
Okay, so it sounds like he's the guy around here, so it's probably the Morning Lord. That thing that we found in the windmill, right? I mean, that was, didn't you say it looked like? Shoot. You know what? Maybe I'm forgetting.
Yes, the symbol, the thing that you guys found at the top of the windmill was very similar in style and motif to all of the symbols that were hung up in Irina and Ismark's house.
Right. Okay, so that symbol, I mean, I don't know if we even showed Irina that, but Rafina has Rafina, you have it, right? The thing that we found in the windmill, that weird... The thing that Madame Eva was probably talking about when she said there was a treasure, because she said it was a holy symbol.
Yeah.
You have that.
I have it in my tinderbox.
There. And that was kind of Morning Lord-ish. So I'm guessing Morning Lord's a good theme going on around here, probably.
Rafina quietly sings to herself, Morning, Lord has broken like the first morning, Lord. Okay, she's done.
Arena says, well, yeah, I mean, there are basically two holy forces here. There's the Morning Lord, of course, and then there's Mother Night. And the Morning Lord had, you know, looked over us and our people from sunrise until sundown, and then the Mother Night, obviously her domain is the night. Though many believe that since this land has been cursed and the sun never really truly shines, that the Morning Lord does not really answer our prayers here, basically.
Wait, it doesn't get dark? I mean,
it doesn't get light. The sun never
really
shines.
It doesn't get
light? Yeah.
Has it been dark the whole time?
It's been, like, super, super overcast. Again, like, picture Twilight Town.
Yeah.
Basically.
Twilight Town.
The town from Twilight, where it's always
Eric, you're gonna make it sound like we're fans of Twilight, and let me put this right out there. Twilight sucks.
But Will loves Twilight.
Well, I don't think I can play with this group anymore.
I know!
The second time Greg leaves tonight. Goodbye!
Rafina finds it grammatically offensive.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
I was like, are we talking
about
the
overcasting? We're almost
going
to move on, but wait a second. No, you're right. We do have to definitely say that
it's
the grammar in Twilight.
I'm too
sucks.
Slow. I didn't know she was talking about Twilight. I thought she was talking about the overcast day. And I was like,
I don't like the grammar of the weather.
That's why I was so confused. Right. So, I mean, all right. Mother Night. Wait. Okay, cool. Cool. Two deities.
So Mother Night is winning, apparently. Okay, good to know. So those are the deities. And didn't Galdar say that people don't like to hang out at the church? Or maybe he just doesn't like to hang out at the church.
You kind of got the feeling that he doesn't always get a good reception there either. But he was mentioning how people are kind of packed in and tensions can get high and that kind of thing. At least from that was his point of view and perspective.
And now we know that apparently he causes tensions to get high. So fuck that guy and his opinions.
He sounds like he'll fit right in.
Hey, anyway. Okay, now I don't remember what we were talking about, for reals.
Okay.
You brought up the Morning Lord because of the church.
Morning Lord, symbol.
Rafina asked about the prevalent deities.
We were talking about that because she was talking about where she could get work, and we were asking about connections for her, because we got to get rid of her or something. Jeez, what a buzzkill.
I'm right here, Will.
Sorry!
Rafina tries. Rafina
next time
in
I'll speak more quietly.
In a stage whisper, trying not to let Arena hear, Rafina says, maybe we can set her up with Galdar.
Sounds great. The homeless man. The one-armed lady and the homeless upstart.
We don't know that he's homeless.
Isn't he homeless?
He did it. One of the first things he ever said was he's looking for a place to sleep too.
Yeah, he doesn't have a home.
He may just be fighting with his family at home, you know.
That's true.
That's true. Right.
Okay. We need to.
Should we show Arena the holy symbol?
Has she not seen it?
She was busy wondering about her arm, right?
Yeah.
She was very preoccupied.
Oh crap, how is her arm? Arena, how's your arm?
I don't know. Ask Bathwack. He has it.
Oh, that's right. That can't be very... I'm surprised that nobody's looked, right? I have
Did
an arm hanging out of my
ice?
Backpack.
Where would we get ice?
I thought maybe someone had an ice spell.
I can set it on fire.
That would solve the problem. Close.
It might smell better. I mean, it'll at least smell like something cooked instead of just starting to rot, you know? Problem solving! Anyway.
I think this may not be very sensitive to Arena.
It's okay, I tuned out after you suggested setting me up with Galdar.
I can't believe she heard that.
Alright, well, I mean, what time is it? Is it like a time that we... Is it daytime?
It's dusk time.
Dusk.
It's dusk.
So, I mean, we're probably exhausted. Is it time to just relax and go to sleep? I don't.
Let's make a quick plan.
What is our plan?
Right. Yeah. What should we do here? Says Nick. What is our goal? What are we doing? Bathwack, what do you think? I know that you seem to have a good head on your shoulders there. In your shoulders sometimes, tucked in. I trust you. What do you think? What would best serve us here? What do we need to do? I'm talking like Galdar a little bit.
I'm going to slurp down this beet soup and then go talk to that darkly dressed man over there.
What darkly dressed man? How can you see him in this twilight town?
Do you mean the colorfully dressed half-elf?
He's colorfully dressed?
Yes.
Oh, I said you really screwed that one up.
He's colorblind!
You have lost all credibility, Mr.
On the inside of my shield, I'd written darkly dressed man.
I said he was in contrast with other people that you've seen pretty much anywhere in this land, except for the Vistani. He seems to be colorfully dressed.
Is he colorfully dressed like the Vistani? Like similarly to the Vistani? Similarly?
You've not seen any half-elf Vistani.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Colorfully dressed like his wagon, maybe.
Ooh, yeah. That he...
One of the things Galdar had said about the Blue Water Inn, or was it... It was kind of in conjunction. It was like about the Stockyard.
Oh, Stockyard.
Which you had seen the sign for near the entrance to the town. He said that there has been a... like a carnival wagon that's been stored there for about a month or so, the owner of which is staying at the inn, who has pointy ears.
Do they hear well? Okay, you probably wouldn't know that. Just curious.
Also, he's not here. He shouts in, yeah, they do! What do you need from me? Pay me more! What can I do?
I think Will is like, by the way, he's looking at... If Galdar's peeking through the window, he is looking at Galdar and just shaking his head and just very pointedly disappointed. Like, this is a thing that I'm building on. Pointedly pointedly and disappointedly shaking his head at Galdar.
So tomorrow, when we are refreshed after our peaceful night's sleep, during which nothing will happen... There will be nothing, right, Dungeon Master, that will happen during our recharging rest.
It depends on if you insult my grammar or my beard.
I have learned my lesson. Then we should take Irina to the church, and then we will all go home. We'll be very happy.
Yep. Just go home.
Oh my god, I can go home after that? I didn't know that was the rules. Let's
home is
today.
The village of Barovia now.
No! Tivoli.
Sound like a plan?
Sure. I guess that could be, I mean, I don't, yeah. And then we could talk about where to go from there, but that might be a good way to start the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really would like to start up my ferry service again if we see any rivers.
Ferry service.
I'm thinking of settling down.
Whoa. Well, you want to stay here? God.
No, not here. There's clearly no river here. I'd like to find some place that has daylight.
I was so absorbed in eating my beet soup, I have no idea what the plan is.
You're just staring. You're just staring at the guy with the colorful clothes and eating your beet soup.
Where's our wine?
Yeah.
I said he brought it back.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he brought it back. Oh, none of us have tried the wine yet.
How do you know?
Oh.
Nick's like, this is great. I didn't even order any. I can just smell it, and it's very powerful.
I ask Lank if it's okay for me to stick my pinky finger in and have a little taste.
That is not what you would ask me. You asked if it was okay if you had a sip.
I can't. You mean I can't contaminate it with my pinky finger?
It's like, can I just, you know, splash some in my face and, you know, wash my hair with it?
Does anybody have a thimble? Oh, I have one! And I pull one out of my tinderbox.
If any of us is going to have a thimble, it's...
Yeah. I have a thimble! I most certainly have a thimble. And I pull one out of my tinderbox, and it's small. And it has a little picture of a turtle on it. Ooh.
And you look at it and you're scared and you throw it.
No, this is one of the great contradictions of her fate.
Wow.
Tiny little silver thimble, and she pours a bit from Lank's glass.
All right.
Can we see the turtle on it? Would it be a visible turtle or is it too tiny?
The turtle is in neon lights and it's blinking. No.
It shouts, tunnel, 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 tunnel.
To be honest, Will would probably not be paying attention anyway, so I guess I shouldn't even ask.
You pull out your jeweler's loop. Nice thimble. Is that a turtle?
And she sticks out her pinky and she sips it.
Okay. The first one to try the wine. You're dead!
Ah!
No, it is very good wine. I am not a wine person, so I have do not have the vocabulary or the personal history.
It's got a nice grape nerds flavor to it.
I taste the smashed grapes in this.
Did everybody get the Red Dragon Crush? I know Batwack said he wanted the nicer kind.
No, the other kind was stupid.
I ordered the Red Dragon as well.
Yeah, it's a good wine. That's all I've got. I can't describe what people look like or what wine tastes like, but it's not shitty wine. It's good wine.
Good job.
Thanks.
There aren't little pieces of poop in it, so it's great.
No, there are large pieces of poop in it. Very easy to fish out. It's great.
I'm not sure this was worth a silver.
Hints of wine, overtones of wine.
The bouquet is acceptable. That's all I've got. All
right, cool. Move on.
It's wine.
Move along. Good job.
Oh, it has tones.
Yep.
No, it has notes of oregano.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it really does.
And cilantro. Oregano.
Interesting.
And Chipotle, the restaurant.
The restaurant. There's a burrito in my wine. I didn't order any wine, damn it.
I know it came with burritos. I might have rethought that decision.
So nothing's happened to me. I'm not dead.
No.
For reals.
You have enjoyed a thimble full of wine. As to what effect that has on you, you can let me know. So, what do you guys do? Do you go to bed? Do you... I mean, I know Batwack has plans.
Yeah, let Batwack take his plan if he... I mean, I have a plan too, but I'll go after everybody. I always go first all the time.
All right.
Wait, what is... Sorry, I really did miss everyone's plan. The soup is so good.
Everybody basically just said, after everybody rests the next morning, the plan is to take Irina to the church to see if maybe there would be a place for her there.
We kept the symbol in the backpack.
Nothing was discussed about the symbol yet.
Will mentioned it, and I think we were going to have Irina looking at it, but she just said it's... We were just talking about how
well,
it's
then we
the
started
morning
to
work.
Talk about, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could certainly bring it out and
yeah,
put it on
want.
The table.
Wait, don't I have it?
Yes. You have it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't just get it out already.
Just start going through her stuff. Hey, give me that!
Snark alert, snark alert!
Why does this right. thimble have a picture of me on it? Creep!
So, Rafina pulls out a little handkerchief and wipes off her thimble. Oh! That was a little much for me. Okay, I'm putting this back. And she pulls out her tinderbox and sees the holy symbol and says, oh, we were just talking about this. Okay. Irina, what do you think of this?
Oh, well, wow. She looks at it and says, that looks expensive. I mean, it's definitely a symbol for the Morning Lord. Seems to be something that you would find in a nice church. It looks nice, but I don't know. I
have no arm and are thus useless.
Her good arm doesn't know anything about it.
Yep. No, I mean, it seems like something, I mean, she looks at Rafina and Bathwack. Seems like something you guys would know about more than I would in terms of anything special about it. I'm no clergy woman.
What if I just reach out and touch it? Do I learn anything else from doing that?
You get an overwhelming sense of good from it. It seems to hold a significant amount of power. You think that if you spent really some devoted time meditating with it, not over days, but maybe, you know, spend an hour or so with it before resting at night or something like that, that you might be able to know what functions it might have. you've run into things like this before, sort of symbols of religious power that do more than just look fancy, that they can actually hold some power. And based on the sort of vibe you got from it, you think that this definitely is something like that.
Rafina, are you going to you gonna look at that tonight?
I'm looking at it. Listen, Bathwack.
So yeah, it's something that you'll need to like take time to concentrate on, like not in the middle of a tavern, but like almost like meditating in a sense, but meditating on it, basically.
Bathwack, you're welcome to play with it if you'd like. I'm feeling a little too tipsy from my
a bit too much wine.
You discover that it has like this power to like cast fireball, and suddenly the inn's on fire. It can't cast fireball.
It took longer than I expected for this place to catch fire.
She hands the holy symbol to Bathwack.
Okay, I'll put it in. Oh, I don't have a pocket. I'll put it in my backpack to the left
you
of the arm.
Shell.
No pockets.
What?
He's probably naked. He's like a dragon guy. He's probably just naked.
Ew!
He's like a reptile. He has sacks he can put it in, right?
What? He's a marsupial. He has a pouch.
I'll just put it in my ear.
Doesn't it have a clip on it or something? You can hang it from your belt.
You could wear it. It is on a chain.
Why don't I do that?
All right, so I think we know what Bathwack's going to do. I mean, Lank, do you want to go with him to speak to this colorful guy in the corner who was telling some stories? He's now sitting alone and looks like sort of enjoying a glass of wine.
Sure. So that nobody in the party is totally solo.
So you guys are going to go over there. Rafina, are you going to stay here with Will and the rest? Or Will, are you going to stay here while they do that? I mean, we'll have that interaction, but we can figure out in the meantime if...
While that is happening, Will is going to pull out some gold and kind of just be counting it at the table.
Okay.
And then look up at Galdar and be like, oh, sorry. I have all of this money and you can't have any of it.
He's just pouring tears outside. He's just crying and crying and crying.
Oh, yeah, we've got to tell Galdar what we're doing, don't we?
Don't even worry. That's what I'm working on.
Is Rafina getting a bad vibe from Will that he wants her to go away so that he can be snarky at Galdar?
I would totally talk to you.
She was just trying to think if she was feeling like you are non-verbally telling her to get the fuck out of here and go with them.
Well, you might be creeped out by him because he's just suddenly starting to count some money like an asshole in front of everybody. But
yeah, but she's imagining that she's drunk, so she doesn't really pick up on those cues.
Okay. Yeah, then, I mean, he's quiet. He's tired and quiet, and he's trying to do that.
Okay.
All right, so we'll come back to you guys in terms of your plans to manipulate this poor man. And we will cut to Bathwack and Lank. You guys walk over. You can approach this gentleman. He was, like I said, he seemed like he was telling a story to some people maybe or something like that. But at this point, he's just sitting by himself, enjoying a glass of wine. Looks like what you guys got, unless you haven't seen the purple grape mash number 3. But it looks like what you guys had, like a red wine. So you think he's probably drinking the same. Not that it matters. Why am I saying this much about the wine?
I don't know. You're nervous about wine because you feel inadequate about the wine.
Red wine. Remember that song?
Yes.
No. I'll grab my drink and start to make my way over there.
Okay.
I would like to send Bernard Raven to fly over to sit on a wolf head near where they are so I can listen to the conversation.
Okay.
If I can.
There were lots of ravens outside. Do they allow them inside too?
This is the only raven you see inside, but nobody objected to it being in here. All right. You start approaching this guy, and Lank, you said you want to go along?
I'll wander after him.
Okay. How do you approach Bathwack?
I'll just calmly walk up and, I don't know, to see, has he looked my way?
I mean, he doesn't, like, stare at you as you walk up, but if you get close and, you know, once it gets to the point where it's pretty clear that you're walking up to him, he looks up and sets down his glass and says, oh, hello! What can I do for you?
Oh, well, my name's Bathwack, a traveler.
Hello, Bathwack. My name is Rictavio. Would you care to join me?
Sure, thank you.
Great, excellent. Sit. I don't know how far behind Lank you wanted to be.
I'm sort of standing behind the table. He offered a seat to Bathwack. I'm just sort of hanging out.
Oh.
He didn't really notice that you were there because you're kind of small.
I am kind of small. I'm here basically to make sure that if a fight breaks out, that there's more than one of us at each post. Because at this point, fights always break out wherever we go.
I'll gesture to Lank and then readjust the height of my arm and say, this is my companion, Lank. We're traveling together.
Oh, welcome, Lank. Would you like to sit with us?
Sure, says Lank, and he summits a stool.
Stop along the way, tap into your oxygen tank.
Got a
establishes base camp at the first rung.
He sees the corpses of other dwarves on his way out. Oh god, didn't you guys see this?
It looks like you already have something to drink.
Oh yes, I'm fine right now. Though I wouldn't reject a free drink once I'm empty here. What brings you to the Blue Water? I've not seen you before.
Oh, we've just arrived. We're just traveling in the area, and I don't know. We'd heard mention of you before that you've been to the stockyard.
Oh yes, I keep my my wagon there. I've been here about a month, and it's been there since then. It's quite a colorful contraption. It's, I'm sure, on the lips of many of the people who live here.
Are you selling something? Do you live here? Sorry to be so direct.
Oh no, that's fine. it's a bit of an odd career to be speaking of here in this place, but I'm actually I'm a carnival ringmaster.
Oh, do you have a traveling group?
No, not at the moment. I'm in between groups at this point, and I've been sort of traveling around, seeing if I can find any talent to drum up another traveling troupe to entertain and make my living.
Have you considered performing in one of the Baron's festivals?
I'm more of an organizer, a spokesman. I can tell a good tale, but he kind of coordinates those events himself. They are very carefully planned from the few I've seen since I've arrived here. I've not been invited to perform. They're not really festivals in that kind of a sense of a performance and entertainment so much as, and he leans in closer, more propaganda or, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh. Oh, what do you think of them? Hey, why'd you lower your voice?
Well, I would encourage you to do so if you ever have something to say about them that isn't wholly positive. The Baron is very adamant that good will and positivity be spread about these festivals.
What isn't to like about the Blessed Baron? I'll say this really loudly.
Exactly, he says. That's it, yes! And he nods very encouragingly at you.
So what have you heard?
Oh, well, heard. I mean, I've been to a few of the festivals, and there have been occasions where people have been put in the stocks for saying something out of turn. Baron has ears a lot of places. He has a good deal of influence here, and so, you know, I've seen that, and there was one person who, during one of the festivals, loudly spoke out against them and was sort of dragged away from the guards. He wasn't seen in the stocks. He actually has not been seen since.
Oh.
Exactly. So, yes, it's not wise to at least openly speak ill of these festivals. He seems to think that if you say that everything is great and wonderful, that will either make it so or prove that it is. And it seems a bit short-sighted to me, but I'm not the burgomaster, so.
What's with the wolf theme? Wolf's heads, wolf jamboree.
Well, there are wolves prowling the forests and the roads outside of here. I don't know if you where you came from, if you ran into any, but they are a constant threat, and so they are present in people's minds, I think. This last festival was celebrating the death of many wolves. They had hunting parties out, trying to just kill as many as they could, and it doesn't seem to have really done much to affect the population overall, but again, trying to say something is, I guess, is sort of what the Baron's idea is to make it so.
Well, have you managed to find some talent in the town? So you've been here about a month?
About. Maybe some prospects, nothing strikingly so. I'm getting on in my years a little bit, so I'm not ready and raring to get back out there. I've done well for myself recently, and so I know I can't keep this up forever, but it's maybe kind of a bit of a interlude. Plus, I don't know if you know, but there doesn't really seem to be much of a way to get out of this valley, which I've discovered, and I don't know how much of a market there is for a traveling troupe or carnival here in the Valley of Barovia, to be honest. I hope I'm not breaking that news to you in terms of leaving the valley. Again, I've not seen you here before, so I'm not sure how new you are to Barovia as a whole.
Well, quite new. But I haven't been able to leave either. So I found myself traveling with these companions. We seem to have taken care of each other so far. So I guess we'll continue as long as we can. Or as long as our paths are the same.
Right. Yes, I can certainly appreciate the value of a group with good cohesion, good ability to work together. Hopefully that's what you found.
He looks at me.
Eric looks at Katie.
No, he looks over at the bar. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, while you're here, I could tell you a short tale, if you like, of one of the things I've seen in my travels.
I would love that.
There's a favorite I have. It's more of just an oddity that I came across once. Someone who was part of our troop for a short time. It was a young elf lad who somehow found that he was able to dangle up to 25 snapping turtles from his flesh at once. This was a very popular attraction, though afterwards he wasn't able to perform that for some time. Once he had to heal up, so that wasn't something we could consistently provide as form of entertainment. But when he could, boy, it was something to behold.
You know, I don't mean to sound offended, but why is it that everyone brings up turtles whenever they see me?
I didn't know that they do.
I think it's probably because you resemble a turtle.
That doesn't make any sense.
Rictavio looks at you. He's like, oh, that's interesting. He peers around, looks at the shield on your back. Oh, I guess I could see that. Hadn't occurred to me until Lank here said something. But yes, I guess I could. I don't think that's why I mentioned it, though. Maybe subconsciously it is. I don't know.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you. Maybe we'll chance upon each other again.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's not a very large town.
Blank, you've been quiet.
I'm just here to absorb information, and that takes me a while.
My friend here is just waiting to kick your ass in case you're in trouble.
That's fair. I've witnessed a few fights here. I've been able to keep out of them, but it's always
can
something.
Can Rufina wander over because Will is being boring?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, no offense, Will.
But you suck.
Rufina is still feeling a little tipsy. Well, hi!
Oh, hello, little lady.
I sure like your costume. People around here dress so drab.
Yes, they do, don't they? Part of the trade, I was telling, I guess you were, I saw you sitting over there with these gentlemen here. I'm a carnival ringmaster by trade, though currently in between said carnivals. But I've gotten used to presenting myself in a certain way. I find it comfortable, so.
I sure understand that. And she does a swirly twirl.
I see that, yes.
Would you like a thimble full of wine?
I've got my my glass here, but where do you have? He looks at you. Do you have a thimble full of wine?
I have one in my belly, and that's all I need. Let me tell you.
Lang says, if you were hoping to get another thimbleful out of this, you may be too late.
That's a good point, isn't it? So we met this little guy named Galdar. He didn't happen to work in your circus, did he?
No, I don't know anybody by the name of Galdar. Did you meet him here in Valaki, or?
Yeah, he seems to have a reputation, but we haven't figured out what his reputation is.
Oh, what kind of a reputation is that?
Well, I could tell you, but I don't actually know what it is.
Okay.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Do either any of you have any stories for me? Mine was really bad, because that wasn't a story at all.
I'll sing you a song if you'd like.
Oh, I would love that. Absolutely.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
You're going to be his first hire.
Yeah. You know what? We might and get last. Sued by NBC, actually. Yeah, and last.
That's quite delightful. Is that an original composition, or is that a folk song I've not heard before?
It came to me in a dream.
Some of the best things do, don't they?
Yes, they do indeed. When are you next performing?
Oh, I'm in between performing gigs right now. More scouting and also figuring out if I can ever leave this valley, as I was saying to Bathwack and Lank here.
Well, we're planning to leave, but if you're having trouble with it, then maybe we need to think about that, huh?
How long have you been trying?
I've been here about a month.
Are you just unable to find the exit?
Well, the road out of town it runs into this very thick mist, which seems to at first disorient and discombobulate and then weaken and drain. And regardless of how far you seem to go, you eventually get turned back around and find yourself back where you started.
Can animals get through?
I don't know. I've never asked one.
Oh, we have one! And Rafina skips back to the table to talk to Will.
All right, let's skip back then to Will and Rafina.
Hey, Will, can we get your raven to find something out for us?
What do you want him to find out?
Well, as it turns out, and I'm sure you're going to be just so pleased to hear this, but it's kind of hard to leave this town.
This town?
It's like there's some misty something that makes it impossible.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm the only, where is Nick? Where's Nick sitting?
Nick's there with you guys.
Oh, Nick is sitting. Hey, yep. Nick.
Hello!
How you doing?
Hi!
I'm here too!
Irina pokes out from behind the terrarium.
Well, Nick and I have already kind of had that. We've heard that before.
Yes.
I was about to say that I've experienced it, but I shouldn't say that because I haven't told anyone that. But yes, yep, that's why I'm always angry.
That's why?
It's one of the reasons.
I thought you were born with it, but maybe it's Maybelline. I was hoping your raven could try to go through the mist and see if it blocks animals just like it blocks people.
That's interesting.
Is
it actually an animal, though, Will?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know how anything works, if you can't tell. Will's kind of just, like, tired and was distracted.
And that's why I'm always so angry.
That's also why I'm always so angry.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.